Welcome back to your daily dose of ancient wisdom. We continue our reading of Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana, Book 2, Discourse 8, King Parikshit asked various questions of the sage Sukha. The king said, Narada is wont to reveal the form of Lord to those who are ripe for his sight. O holy sage, therefore, when Brahma the creator urged him to describe at length the virtues of Lord who transcends the three gunas or modes of Prakriti, to what particular individuals did he discourse about these virtues and in what manner? I am curious to know this in reality from you, who are foremost among the knowers of Vedas, for the stories of Srihari, who possesses marvelous powers, are a source of the highest blessings to the world. Tell me, highly blessed sage, how am I to fix my mind, which is free from all attachments, on Sri Krishna, the soul of the universe, before casting off this body? The Lord enters before long the heart of a man who daily listens with reverence to his stories and also narrates his doings. Reaching the lotus of his devotees' heart through the cavities of their ears, Sri Krishna rids it all impurities, even as autumn turns the waters of the rivers clear. He whose heart is thus purified is rid of all afflictions of mundane life and would never abandon the soles of his feet, just as a traveler who has returned home after a long and tedious journey would not leave his own roof. The soul, O divine sage, has no connection with the elements of matter, yet it takes a body which is made up of these very elements. You know in reality whether this happens as a matter of course or due to some cause like karma. The Lord from whose abdomen or navel sprang up the lotus representing the 14 worlds has been spoken of as distinctly endowed with the same limbs and the same number of limbs as an ordinary human being, the measurements alone being his own. Hence, he is just like a common man. In that way, then, does he differ from a man? It is by his grace that Brahma represents all beings, creates them, and it is by his grace alone that he was able to behold his divine form, though born of lotus sprung from his navel. Where does the Supreme Person, who is the Lord of Maya and the indweller of all hearts, and from whom proceeds the creation, the perseveration, and destruction of the universe, rest after throwing off the veil of his Maya? When we have heard from yourself that various worlds, together with their guardian deities, were formerly conceived in the limbs of Supreme Person, and then again they were conceived as his limbs. What is the length of a Mahakalpa and smaller Kalpas like Vikalpa? How is the passage of time, which is referred to by the whole words of past, future, and present, to be known? And what is the allotted span of life of creatures that have identified themselves with their physical body? Again, how can the subtle and the long moments of time be perceived? And how many destinies are there to be reached through karma or action? And what is their character, or noblest sage? Of the jivas, embodied souls who seek the fruit of the three gunas in the shape of birth in higher or lower species of life, what type of jivas resort to what kind of action, in what manner, and for what kind of fruit? How on earth and Patala, the nethermost sphere, the four quarters of the sky, the planets and the stars, the mountains and the rivers, seas and islands, and the creatures inhabiting these come into existence? What are the dimensions of the egg-shaped universe within and without? Pray, tell me also the stories of exalted souls and the distinctive character of the different varnas, grades of society, and ashramas, the stages of life. Kindly also let me know the characteristic of various yugas, the duration of each, and the course of duties prescribed for each on one hand, and most wonderful stories of Sri Hari's descent into the world on the other. Where are the common duties enjoined on men in general, and what are their special duties? Again, what are the duties peculiar to men following different trades? Further, let me know the duties of royal sages as well as men living in adverse circumstances. Kindly also tell me the number of the various categories of ultimate principles, their distinctive character, and also their characteristic causality in respect to certain or other categories. The method of worshipping the Supreme Person as well as yoga taught by sage Patanjali, what is known as Asthana Yoga or yoga with its eight limbs. Again, what are the powers acquired by masters of yoga and what is their destiny? And how does the Linga Sara or subtle body of the yogis dissolve? Again, what is the distinctive character and the theme of the Vedas and subsidiary Vedas such as Ayurveda or science of medicine, as well as the Dharma Shastras, the book on law, the Itihasas, the epics and Puranas? How do creation, perseveration and dissolution of all beings take place? And what is the purpose of performing Vedic rites and works recommended by the Smriti texts, such as digging on big and small wells and tanks, construction of temples to gods and gardens, etc., bestowing food, so on, as well as acts which are prompted by some selfish desire? Again, what is the unobjectionable method of pursuing the three objects of human aspiration, namely artha or worldly possessions, dharma or religious merit, and kama or sensuous enjoyment? How are the jivas whose individuality has been merged in prakriti or the phenomenal matter during a mahapralaya, the dissolution of the universe that takes place at the end of Brahma's life, invested with a body again? And how does a heretical doctrine make its appearance? What is meant by the bondage and emancipation of soul? And again, what is meant by the soul realizing its true character? How does the Lord, who is absolutely independent and all-prevailing, sport with his own Maya? And how, after throwing off the veil of his Maya, does he stand unconcerned as a witness? O great and divine sage, pray tell me all this in reality, one after another, since I have approached you with the above questions and have sought refuge in you. You are an authority on these subjects, just like the self-born Brahma, the highest God. Others, however, blindly follow only what has been done by the ancestors of those who have gone before them. Rest assured, O divine sage, that this life of mine is not going to depart but for the curse of the enraged Brahmana, even though I am abstaining from all food, drinking as I am the nectar dripping from your mouth in the form of stories of Lord Achyuta. Suta continued, thus invited by King Parikshit, who has been rescued in his mother's womb by Lord Vishnu or Sri Krishna himself, to narrate the stories of noble Lord in the midst of that assembly of sages, the sage Sukha was highly pleased. He expounded the same Bhagavata Purana, which had been taught by the Lord himself to Brahma the Creator at the beginning of Brahma Kalpa, the very first Kalpa of the present round of creation, and which is held in the same esteem as the Vedas. He proceeded to answer the Seriatim all the questions that had been asked by Parikshit, the foremost of science of Pandu. Thus ends the eighth discourse entitled A Statement of Questions in Book 2 of Great and Glorious Bhagavata Purana, otherwise known as Paramahamsa Samhita. Thank you.